السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ تو حضرت مفتی عبد القادر صاحب دامت برکاتہ اہلن وسہلن و مرحبا تو یو آن دس بیوٹیفل ٹیوزڈے مارننگ. حضرت مفتی صاحب میں اللہ تعالیٰ بلیس یو اینڈ آپا ود عافیت. اللہ تعالیٰ ایکسیپٹ آل یور خدمات فور دین اینڈ مے دی امہ بینیفٹ فرام یور بیوٹیفل ڈسکشنز. حضرت مفتی صاحب دی پلیٹ فارم از یورز.
السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. بارک اللہ فیکم مولانا سلیم کریم. آمین آمین ٹو آل دا ونڈرفل دعاز اینڈ سپلیکیشنز. نحمدہ ونصلی علی رسولہ الکریم. اما بعد، اعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم. بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. رب اشرح لی صدری ویسر لی امری واحلل عقدۃ من لسانی یفقہوا قولی. سبحانک لا علم لنا الا ما علمتنا انک انت العلیم الحکیم. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatul Lil Alameen, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 20th of Zulhijjah, 1446 in South Africa and few countries. And in majority of the countries, it is the 21st of Zulhijjah, Alhamdulillah. Today, with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, we focus on chapter 48, Suratul Fath, and verse number 27. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informs us of the dream Mustafa Rahmatul Lil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam saw. Like how 10 days ago we celebrated Eid al-Adha, we know that in the Quran Sharif, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala speaks about the dream of Nabi Ibrahim Khalilullah Alayhi Salatu Salam, chapter number 37 and verses 101, 102, 103. So then Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informed us that how Allah Jalla Wala put Khalilullah Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam to a test and trial, and similarly his beloved son Zabihullah Nabi Ismail alayhi salatu salam. So the dreams of the prophets and messengers is wahi and revelation directly from Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So what was this dream all about? That you, Ya Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and a group of Sahaba, you will go and perform Umrah. But the time and the year and all that was not specified. Now remember, it's 6 years that have passed. They haven't seen Makkah Mukarramah, haven't visited the Baytullah, the Kaaba Musharrafah. The shock and the desire, the zeal, enthusiasm was there. So after that, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam Sahaba made a'lan, an announcement, and 1,500 Sahaba were prepared to go in the month of Zulqa'dah, and it was in the 60 of the Hijrah. So this is what Almighty Allah is informing us in chapter 48, and that is Suratul Fath and verse number 27. لقد صدق الله رسوله الرؤيا بالحق. لقد لام فقسم لله. So definitely, surely by Allah, صدق الله رسوله, that Almighty Allah Jalla Wala will fulfill. Remember the dream that Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam saw بالحق, truthfully, it will be fulfilled. لقد صدق الله رسوله الرؤيا بالحق. By Allah, Allah Jalla Wala will let it become true, a reality, the dream which Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam saw bil haqq, and that is further emphasis that it is wahi and revelation. So it was just mentioned, لَتَدْخُلُنَّ الْمَسْجِدَ الْحَرَامِ. Definitely, surely, you will enter Masjid al-Haram, the holy mosque, the sacred mosque. Haram means to be muhtaram, sacred, holy, and not always unlawful and not permissible and so forth. So, inshallah, if Allah wills, So everything happens with a decree and the will of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Ameen. And when you enter, you will enter with safety and serenity and peacefully. مُحَلِّقِينَ رُؤُوسَكُمْ وَمُقَصِّرِينَ لَا تَخَافُونَ. Some of you will shave your hair, others will then trim the hair. Obviously, to shave the hair is superior and much more rewarding. And if people trim the hair, they will be released from the state of consecration, ihram. But remember, in Islam, for the men, we should be shaving the hair, and the women should make taqsir. Taqsir means to cut the hair after the umrah, or hajj for that matter. And the woman should just take the hair there at the back, and thereafter turn it around their little finger, or any finger basically, we just say little finger, and thereafter 1 inch they cut. After the umrah has been performed, they did everything, they can cut the hair themselves also in the room, for example, of the hotel and so forth. La takhafun, and there'll be no fear for you. And that's exactly what happened. So in the 6th year of the Hijrah, Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, 1400 Sahaba in between that number. So they went, Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik, no arms, no ammunition. We are going to perform the minor pilgrimage known as Umrah. When they came to Hudaybiyah, that's just outside the Haram Sharif, nowadays called Shumaysiyah by the Saudi regime. So then these kuffar mushrikeen and idol worshippers prevented them. Dadagiri. Sometimes people in life just want to exercise their power and say, see, we're not allowing you this year. And that led to the Sulh Hudaybiyah, the peace treaty. You see, America, they want to say that we are ruling the world, but remember that they are so corrupted themselves that their own people are rebelling, revolting against them. So like that. So these people here, they said, no, you must come next year. And in the 7th year, Umratul Qadha was performed. So when you fasten ihram for Umrah, for Hajj, and for some reason or the other, you could not perform it, so you have to make Qadha. وَأَتِمُّ الْحَجَّ وَالْأُمْرَةَ لِلَّهِ. You must complete the Hajj and the Umrah solely, only for Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So Almighty Allah is teaching us all these things here, that people today just take everything as very, very lightly. No, you have to complete it. It's known as the Qadha. Chapter 2, Surah Baqarah, and verse number 196. So there Almighty Allah says, you must complete your Hajj and Umrah. If it was cancelled, if it was aborted, something happened, and so forth and so on. Nevertheless, so then in the 7th year of the Hijrah, the same 1400, beloved students, companions of the Master Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam went, and they performed the Umratul Qadha, and they spent the 3 days there in Makkah Mukarramah, so seeing the Kaaba Musharrafa Baytullah after 7 years. But it led to great, great things. What happened? See what Allah says. And peacefully everything happened. There was no problem in the 3 days. فَعَلِمَ. Hence he, Almighty Allah, knows. مَا لَمْ تَعْلَمُ. What you don't know. You see, America attacks Iraq and murders 500,000 children. So that will be a stain on them lifelong. You can't be teaching, preaching anybody about human rights when you yourself got Guantanamo Bay there, Gitmo, and torturing our brothers there. You can't be speaking of women's rights and about ladies and females when you are torturing and keeping our sister Dr. Afia Siddiqui in the hellhole. So that is how Almighty Allah humiliates them and disgraces them. So all these things we have to remember. Israel should be the last people to be speaking about. Every test they must remember they have failed as far as international law goes. For Alima, so he, Almighty Allah, alone knows. His knowledge is all-embracing, all-encompassing. Ma lam ta'alamu, what you do not know. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam has the greatest knowledge, remember, in the creation. But you can't equate Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's knowledge with that of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Who is Almighty Allah Jalla Wala? He is Alimul Ghaybi wa Shahada. He knows everything, past, present, future, everything. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam initially did not know about Surah Yusuf, Surah Nuh, Surah Ibrahim. Then Allah Ta'ala taught Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam directly, wa 'allamaka ma lam takun ta'lam. Allah directly taught you what you did not know, ya Rasulullah, O Mustafa rahmatul lil alamin sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So you cannot equate anybody with Almighty Allah jalla wala in any aspect, in any respect. Why? Wa lam yakul lahu kufuwan ahad. There's none equal to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla in any aspect, in any respect. فَعَلِمَ مَا لَمْ تَعْلَمُوا فَجَعَلَ مِنْ دُونِ ذَٰلِكَ. Allah Ta'ala's حِكْمَةُ اللَّهِ الْبَالِغَةِ, His own wisdom, complete wisdom, only He knows what we know with our puny little brains. And after that He made for you, O Muslims, فَتْحًا قَرِيبًا. 6th year of the Hijrah, you came back disappointed. Is this victory? Sayyidina Umar asked. But remember what Allah says, what Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam says is always the truth. Even sometimes if he doesn't understand it and we don't understand it, it is supra-logical, way above our logic and understanding. So He Almighty Allah after that made for you Fathan Qariba. And now the 7th year starts, you see. And it is the first month of the Islamic calendar, Muharram, the 13th of Muharram. And then Sahaba left Madina Munawwara, and Mustafa rahmatulil alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went with the Sahaba 140-150 kilometers away, called Khaybar, and gave the banner and the flag to Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu warda. And Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, in the first minute, first 2-3 minutes, then killed and destroyed the Jutla, the biggest soldier of the Jews. Their morale was broken. He went up there and where the forts are, and then he smashed the door. So therefore Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu warda is known as Fatih Khaybar, the conqueror of Khaybar. 6 Muslims became martyred there, Shuhada, and 94 Jutlas were dispatched to hell. Say Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. So that is what happened. Allah gave them a speedy victory. Today, Ya Allah, through the barakah of your kalam, Ya Allah, Jalla wa Ala, through the barakah and blessing of the wasila of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, give us a speedy victory there in Palestine, there against the Jutlas, the Haramis, the Zionists and Jews. A speedy victory against the Americans and the British and the Hindus in India, and all those who are plotting, planning, scheming against Islam and Muslims. You give them guidance, Ya Allah. And if there's no guidance, you decimate and destroy them. Allahumma zalziluhum, Allahumma zimhum, Allahumma hazimhum, wa zalziluhum, wa ansurna alayhim, Ya Rabbal Alameen, Ya Qawiyu, Ya Aziz. So these type of du'as, Masjid al-Aqsa is still closed. Does it hurt you? Does it cause you any pain? Or you just carry on with your own life, hunky-dory? Khana, peena, sona, pakhana, eat, drink, sleep, and visit the toilet? Is that your life, O Muslim, O Muslimah? You need to be thinking much more than just your eating, drinking, and celebrating. We need to have some serious discussions regarding all these issues. Wallahu al-musta'an. We beg Almighty Allah alone for all His, remember, help and divine assistance. Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today is 20th Zulhijjah, 1446, and it is day 620, there in the war of Israel against Gaza and in Palestine against the Palestinians and so forth and so on. These are the news, views, interviews presented to you locally, nationally, globally and internationally. Say Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah. 9 Jutlas dispatched straight to Jahannam. Some by Iran. Well done to you, Iran. On attacking Israel, we make dua for you. You must be successful. Regarding your belief structure, we condemn you in the strongest terms. And we will say loudly, boldly, Shias are kuffar. So there's no compromise and no apology on that issue. And then our Hamas, they busy. Remember that. Dispatching the Israelis straight to hell. And there's one captain there, Tal, T-A-L. So his surname is too difficult for me to pronounce with a Jutla, a tongue twister. So Captain Tal spoke the Tal for the last time yesterday. He spoke Hebrew for the last time yesterday. After that, dispatch straight to Jahannam and Hellfire. Good riddance, you harami baby killer. And remember, a khuya jwat as a doya jwat. Now let me give you some statistics which you don't know, right? So the Jutlas cannot fly out of Israel. Ben Gurion Airport is closed, locked down. And the Netanyahu war criminal says, no Israeli is allowed to leave. You think they're going to listen to this war criminal? So now they're getting small yachts, maximum 10 passenger per yacht. The Haaretz newspaper writes, and they are now moving to Cyprus. The Jutlas are fleeing Israel. What happened to you, Jutla, you harami? Didn't I tell you? You must foot sack, you must get out. We're taking over the whole of Palestine, historic Palestine. So hundreds and thousands of them are leaving and going to Cyprus via the small yachts, and that is what they're doing. And in Iran, the capital, Tehran, Trump wants them, Israel wants them, leave Tehran immediately. So the Kufar Shias are also on the move. Everybody is on the move, you see that. So that is what we see. Iran attacked northern Israel last night. So very good, any part of Israel you attack, we will support you. Trump says Iran is losing. Trump is left early yesterday, last night from today, Toronto and the G7 conference. He said, I got a lot of work to do. Trump is an egoist, he's a narcissist, he's an opportunist. So now maybe he spoke to both parties and they said, okay, let's negotiate and you will get the credit. That's all he wants, Trump, you see. He will say, I brought peace between Pakistan and India. It is nonsense talk. Pakistan gave India, America, France and all of them a good threshing and a good hiding. So then they said, let's talk and let's smoke the peace pipe, as they say. Pakistan Zindabad for that. Remember that we must support Pakistan in that case there. Islam is spreading. You know who gave this news? The Russian news. Can you believe that? Listen to me, you non-Muslims. I know thousands of you are listening, right? Although you don't like to admit it. I don't say things. I give you what you are saying. Al-Fadlu ma shahidat bil a'da'u. Virtue is that what your enemies are saying. That is virtue. So the Russian news is telling us Islam is spreading 3 times faster compared to Christianity, other religions and so forth. So the more propaganda you make against Islam, the more people will find Islam their home, where there is no wine, dine and swine, where there is no superstition, where there is peace, tranquility, and your propaganda is counterproductive. People are seeing the real terrorists in the world today are who? Are America and Israel. So Bibi Netanyahu says, we will still try to assassinate Khamenei, although Trump told them not to do it. Trump is keeping Bibi arm's length away. He's not accepting what he says because he knows he's a big serial liar. America getting a good hiding, divine punishment and retribution, houses and roads destroyed, in floods in West Virginia, 6 people dead already. So we have no sympathy. Let me be honest about this. Anything happens bad to America, all you must remember, there in Israel for the Jutlas, non-Muslims, and so we have no sympathy, no empathy, especially for America, Israel. Go to hell. That is our stance. So there the TV station was targeted in Tehran while they were doing live broadcast. The Israelis attacked them. Bernie Sanders, he's an old veteran, you see, politician belonging to the Democratic Party in America. He is introducing a bill to prevent Trump from striking Iran. Whether he'll be successful or not, only Allah knows. But at least he speaks a little bit justice compared to the other crazy guys there. The Haifa port, remember, of Israel, totally destroyed by Iran. Very good, Iran. Hani and Lakum, we support you on that. Now look at Egypt and the Arab countries and some Muslim countries. There are more than 50 Muslim countries, right? Only 21 Muslim countries so far condemn Israel publicly. completely hopeless, useless you guys are. Muslim countries and Arab countries, waylul lil Arab, remember this. So the Jutla's place, you must remember, now you see what they were telling the world. No Hamas, they hide behind the children, they hide with the civilians, and therefore when we target them, look at what the Jutlas are doing. This is in their own media. So the Jutlas have placed their military headquarters beneath the hospital. So now when you target them, they will say, see, Iran is attacking civilians, Iran is attacking hospital. You haramis, you did worse than that. You murdered over 100,000 people there in Gaza alone. You destroyed every mosque, every church almost there. And you destroyed every hospital and every clinic there. You are war criminals, guilty of genocide and ethnic cleansing, crime against humanity. You apartheid Nazi regime. There in London, if you know London, UK, Oxford Street to close partially. Why? They want to make way for pedestrians there. 500,000 people go there per day for shopping. You know, they want to show off. I went to Oxford Street and so forth. So anyway, Sadiq Khan, the mayor, says that no, he consulted with the people and that's what they want and more. So the Jutlas are killing more and more civilians compared in Iran, in Tehran, and that compared to scientists and all these people. And we, that is our Hamas, and we kill more of the Israeli soldiers, we don't kill civilians. Similarly with Iran, they're not targeting the civilians, they're targeting the Jutlas. And even if they target civilians, they're legitimate because everyone has to go for military service. So well done to Iran and all that you can see who are the real troublemakers. U.S. in Israel aid. They call the people for aid there in Gaza and then they murdered them. Last night, this morning, 56 Palestinians martyred by them. So you call them human beings. We call them subhuman. Remember, half human, half animal, the zalim, the swines, the pigs they are, and the donkeys and monkeys as mentioned in the Noble Quran, chapter 5, verse number 60, chapter 62, verse number 5. Next one, now listen to this. Everything what Islam says is perfect, is the best, and we must share it with the rest. You see, this Western countries, and very, very sad, the ANC. ANC wanted to impress the WHO, the Western world, the whiteies. So they demolished and abolished the death penalty. They introduced gay rights and lesbian rights and all that, which no religion ever allows, right? So this happened in Britain. Listen to this here. So they're a British gay couple. So you have Adam and Steve, right? Not Adam and Eve. I'm just giving them this name, Adam and Steve, the haramis. So they said they want to adopt a baby. Because obviously, you know in Uganda, so two guys were busy. So they put them in jail. And they say now the two of you will remain in jail till you can produce a baby, you see. So Uganda dead against all these gay guys and all that. So anyway, so this British couple that are gay, so they said they want to adopt a baby. And then they kept the baby, they raped the baby and murdered the baby. That is your British. That is your America. That is your Western civilization on the verge of destruction of human life and so forth. So guys like this, you should hang them in public, remember. That's the Islamic punishment. You see, Iran, when I was there 2013, they hanged two people there in Tehran. They put them there on a crane, you must remember. And then what happens? The whole country is very safe, Iran. Right? Unless you make nonsense like that. But you will never feel afraid to walk in the road, in the street, 10 o'clock, 12 o'clock at night. In South Africa, we can't do that. So that is, you must remember, you hang them. So that is what you should do, wasting time with these gays. They don't know what they're doing, the haramis. Okay, the Jutlas, okay, that I told you about Cyprus. Shelters for Jews only. Can you believe it? When Iran fires their ballistic missiles, that's a great thing they are doing. And it is, they can't even, by the time they put their systems in place, that ballistic missile has landed. That's a great thing they're doing. And inshallah, we hope that they come right with the nuclear also. If Israel can have nuclear, so why can't Iran have nuclear? Just answer that one question to me. Any of you American haramis or any one of you Jutlas, haramis, so remember that. You see the shelters that you say is not for you Arabs. although you're holding Israeli passport, it's not for you foreigners, and it's for Jutlas only, like that they are. So, now see, humiliation upon humiliation on Israel. Yesterday, day for yesterday, in Paris, in Paris, in French, they say Paris. So, in Paris, in France, in the capital, they had the arms, you see, they had the exhibition there. So there an expo, so the Israeli firms were not allowed there to exhibit their weapons of mass destruction. So they're very, very upset about that. That at least Macron, he said they're going to recognize Palestine, let's see. Stop the war, listen to this. Hey you Jutlas and Jutlis. In Israel, five people were arrested yesterday. They wore T-shirts, on the T-shirt was printed, stop the war, stop the war. So now they are giving a good message, but Israel, their brains, you know where it is. So then they arrested their own people, remember this type of thing. Today, Tuesday, remember that Saudi and France will be co-chairing a conference, a summit at United Nations regarding Palestine and two states. All waste of time, if you ask me. But anyway, you see Iran, they knocked the hell out of the drones and the jets. Made by who? Lockheed Martin. So Lockheed Martin, their shares are dropping one way. Just like Boeing. Boeing is a plane that crashed there in Ahmedabad. So Boeing, if you know everything, is made and manufactured in America. America is telling Modi and the Indian government that you must say it was pilot error. But the truth of the matter, it is mechanical failure. And therefore, you mustn't fly on a Boeing. It's very dangerous. Half the planes, they are mixed up. You see that? Come to South Africa. The biggest message yesterday, Youth Day, that the youth needs employment. But the ANC has messed up this country, and 78 ministers, deputy ministers, 90% of them good for nothing, incompetent, and the whole world knows that. Elderly people are still a target in Eastern Cape, that's your East London, and Port Elizabeth, and Kabecha, and all these places, King Williamstown, all that is Eastern Cape, you know? So they're very bad at the security. Bad weather expected today, Tuesday, in Western Cape, your Cape Town and all that, and Northern Cape, your Kimberley. So it will be very, very cold, windy, and adverse conditions. So better be prepared. Yella and Kapstadt and Daan, Kimberley, Aldi Blacker, you know, Northern Cape and Western Cape. Now listen to this. One guy, he's a murder witness, right? He's a witness to a murder, but now the police, they divulge his personal information to the press and media. So now he is suing the South African police services for what? 2 million rand. So whether he'll be successful or not, it doesn't seem like he'll be successful. The police got everything under control, that's what they say. But me personally, I don't have any confidence in our South African politicians or in our South African police. 90%, 80% of them corrupted to the core. Okay, today, Tuesday, inshallah, Mona Zahid will be interviewing Mufti Hassan. Hassan or Hassan? So anyway, he's an American, but he stays in Pakistan. And he will speak to Mona Zahid, and inshallah, it will be a good interview. 11 to 12 will be the bliss of marriage, inshallah, Aziz. You can listen to us that time. And inshallah, 1 to 2 will be the tafsir of the Noble Quran. Gee, Mona Salim, we have about 14, 15 minutes left, so let's fire up, inshallah.
Mufti Saab, a person did not do his tawaful wida as he went to attend the mayyat of one haji who had passed away. Does them become compulsory on him?
When a person from Africa, Europe, America performs Hajj, then tawaful wida, the farewell tawaf, is wajib, and you must do so. He Habibuna Rahmatulil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, La yanfiranna ahadun minkum hatta yakuna akhiru ahdi bil bayt. So you have to perform it unless the lady, she is in a menses or she is in a postpartum and postnatal and so forth, nifas. So then it is saqit, it's waved off from her. Like what happened to Sayyida Safiya radiallahu anha. She, the honorable spouse and wife of the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam, her menses started. So Nabi alayhi salatu salam asked, did you perform tawaful ifada, what we call tawaful ziyara? She said, yes. The Master alayhi salam said, okay, then we move the night of the 14th. So you, the brother who's posing this question, so I don't know whether you're still in Makkah, you're back in South Africa, or what's the story. So it seems you are back here. So in a case like that, after everything was done, your tawaf, ziyara, your sa'i, did you make a tawaf, any tawaf? If you made a tawaf and all that, then there's no dam upon you. Did you make a umrah after that from the 14th of Zulhijjah? If you did that also, there'll be no dam upon you. That umrah will incorporate the tawaful wida, as happened to Mother Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha. However, if you did not perform any umrah after tawafu ziyara and the sa'i, and remember you didn't perform any umrah after the hajj, like, so remember, then dam will be compulsory. You will have to slaughter a goat or a sheep there in Makkah. People will be going for umrah now, so just give them $300-$400 and give it to trustworthy people. Half the people will pocket it. You know how things go nowadays. So give it to people who are 100% trustworthy, and then they can go there and they must go and see themselves. The easiest place is when you go that side there, where Mina ends, you know, and Muzdalifah starts, the Mathbah is there, the Abattoir is there, and you can go and slaughter the goat and sheep. You just give them the money, they'll do it for you, and tell them to give the meat to the fuqara and masakin, to the poor people. This is known as Damul Jinaya, that a penalty for not fulfilling a wajib and an action that was compulsory.
Mufti Sahib, I'm going to be adopting a non-Muslim child from the welfare. Would like to know how to change his name to a Muslim name and whatever applies to this child.
Very good. Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ala man waliya yateema. This child is like yateem. You don't know who's his father or mother or whatever. So in a case like that, then you and Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be very, very near to one another, meaning that you're showing compassion to this youngster. So there are three issues you must remember. Number one, you cannot register that baby, that child, on your name or on your father's name or on your surname. Chapter 33, verse 5, remember that. Ud'uhum li'aba'ihim huwa aqsatu indallah. You must call them by the biological father's name. That is justice by Allah. But when you get them from the social welfare, and that most of the time they won't divulge the name, Allah answered that question also. Chapter 33, Surah Ahzab, verse 5. فَإِن لَمْ تَعْلَمُوا أَبَاءَهُمْ فَإِخْوَانُكُمْ فِي الدِّينِ. If you don't know who their real biological fathers are, they are your brothers in religion. So call him Zaid. Call her Zainab. So yes, change the name. Give them the Muslim name. And inshallah, and it's on the day of justice, sahih, authentic hadith, Mustafa rahmatulil alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, innakum tud'auna yawm al-qiyamah bi asma'ikum wa asma'i abaikum fa ahsinu asma'akum. You'll be called by your name and by your father's name, Abdul Qadir bin Ismail bin Usman bin Hussein, like that. So you will be called by your biological father's name, not adopted father and stepfather and foster father. It's haram to register it on your name. It is deception, remember that. And Allah's curse is on you, the people's curse and angels' curse is on you. Second one, regarding inheritance, this adopted children will not inherit, but you could bequeath for them up to one-third. So that's how you solve the problem. Now, the way the question is posed, it seems that this baby is just few weeks or few months old. So mashallah, take the baby, register, you understand, Muslim, everything, and fine. But remember that when that baby grows up, now he's a boy, he's 11, 12 years old, he'll get baligh. Then between him and your wife, so that the adopted mother, the laws of parda and hijab will be applicable. It's a baby girl, then between her, when she is 8, 9 years old, now the menses can start 9 years old. Remember that for the girl. So in that case, parda and hijab will be compulsory between her and the adopted father. So how to circumvent and solve this problem? You, the adopted mother, take some medication. Go to your doctors and a proper doctor, not a quack. and inshallah they will then prescribe for you some medication where you can breastfeed, you see. And even if little bit milk comes out, inshallah, so then you will become the foster mother and the child will become the foster child. This must be done before 2 lunar years, and then you will be considered as foster parents. Then the laws of hijab and parda will fall away. So that is what you should try and do. Wa ummahatukum allati arda'nakum, and your mothers that breastfed you, between you and them there will be no parda. Chapter 4, verse 23.
Mufti sahab, my daughter will be working from home few days in the week. So can she keep her qaza fast on Tuesdays and Fridays, or sometimes just on Fridays?
Perfect, there's no problem with that. And remember, the Muslim woman, you want to work, you must work from home. Imagine you're going to work there in the corporate world there. You have to wear certain clothing. You'll be missing your salat. You'll have to put lipstick, dipstick, and makeup. All this you know very well is haram. So rather you tell them you are more effective to work from home, how they did it during COVID time and so forth. So therefore, and you're fasting, very good. So your ishkal and inquiry objection is, can you fast your qada fast on a Friday only? So you fast Monday only, Tuesday only, Wednesday, Thursday, whatever the... So it's all fine, all permissible. Certain ahadith say you mustn't fast on a Friday only. That is for afdal, not for tahrim. It's not that it's haram. So it's better you fast Thursday, Friday, or Friday, Saturday. But if you keep Friday fast only, so that will be also acceptable and permissible, more so if it is qadha.
Mufti sahab, if you are a musafir and salah sets in while you are a musafir, and you get home and the time for the same salah is still set in, do you read the salah as a musafir?
No. Once you enter your home, my home now is Lanesia, right? So I am traveling from Newcastle. I went for a lecture there, example. So now when I pass, you must remember Heidelberg, Balfour, I'm coming home. So now a certain time has set in already. And when I reach my hometown, my Watanul Asli now, my hometown, it's still time for that salat there, Zohar or Asr, for example. So once you reach your hometown, you must read full salat, even if you come there for 5-10 minutes only. You can't be reading Qasr salat in your hometown. That can never happen, hasha wa kalla. You must read full salat. So Zohar 4 rakats, and remember Asr 4 rakats, Isha 4 rakats. You can't be reading 2 rakats there. If you read 2 rakats, you have to repeat that salat.
Mufti sahab, someone said that it's not permissible for ladies to read Far Salah in Qubbatul Sakhra in Palestine. Is this true? Apparently, ladies can only read Nafil Salah there.
You know, sometimes you get our Mawlanas, our sheikhs, and our imams, and our muftis, and so forth. They want to be more Catholic than the Pope, you know. That's a saying in English, you know. So they will tell the women that if you read Salat behind the imams in Makkah, Mukarramah, Medina, Munawwara, or if you read your Salat there behind the imam in Masjid al-Aqsa, your Salat is null and void. And they will tell you that is the Hanafi school. It's wrong, that fatwa. It's not right. We totally reject it, remember that. Whoever issues such a fatwa, we don't accept it, we reject it. The masla fatwa is this, that we will encourage you, you must remember the ladies, to read your salat in the hotel, whether you are in Makkah Mukarrama, Medina Munawwara, or Al-Quds Al-Sharif, Jerusalem, Masjid Al-Aqsa. And then the Nafil Salat, all that you read there in the Haramain Sharifain, in the Masjid al-Aqsa, that is encouraged, 100%, no problem with that. But to say that if you read for Salat behind the Imam and so forth, so and you say the Salat is not valid, remember that we don't accept. There's a wonderful academic discussion on that topic. Go open Ahsanul Fatawa by Mufti Rashid Ahmad and so forth. Go open Darum Zakariya, Fatawa Darum Zakariya by Hazrat Mufti Sahib, Mufti Rizal Aksab, Hafidhullah, and so forth. So the fatwa is this, your salat is valid. But that's a different issue, that to read salat in your hotel, in your homes, and so forth, so that will be much more rewarding. And the hadith is sahih, authentic. Open at Targhib wa Tarheeb, and the hadith of Ummu Humayd As-Sa'idiyya is mentioned. She said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I want to read and perform salat behind you, Ya Rasulullah, in Masjidun Nabawi. So he, Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, told her, Ya Ummu Humayd, your house got three parts. You read in the front, you get more reward than reading behind me in Masjid Nabawi. You read in the middle one, greater rewards increase. You read right at the back, you will receive the optimum maximum reward. So this is for Makkah, Medina, Aqsa. Normal places, South Africa, Africa, all that, we say for women to go Masjid, all that is not permissible. But if they read still behind the Imam, the Salat will be valid, but they get sin also. So because they break in the laws themselves, they go with makeup, they go with all this funny, funny clothes and so forth and so on. So we need to understand everything in its proper position and perspective. To say that the Salat is not valid, we reject that, remember, is not permissible. We don't accept that fatwa there. According to all four schools, the Salat will be valid, and that's the fatwa we're issuing for more than 30 years now, alhamdulillah. Allah protect the Haramain Sharifain and Masjid al-Aqsa, and decimate the Jutlas and the Zionists. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.